This is Dr. Jeff Kane with Healthcare as Though People Matter. Let's talk a bit about mental health. My friend Warren, whose hobby is collecting conspiracies, warned me about something pretty ominous, if it's true. The airlines have a contract with the government, he told me, to spray neurotransmitters on us. You know, serotonin and dopamine and all that. It's meant to rile us up on Monday, calm us down Tuesday, whatever they want. Well, sounded unlikely, but these days you never know. So I called the government and spoke with a very pleasant voice that said, "Certainly not. That would be illegal. Certainly not. That would..." So I hung up and asked myself about knowledge itself, including what we think we know, what we don't know, and what we can't know. Now, my gullibility quotient, my GQ, happens to be 20, meaning I believe about a fifth of what I'm told. Some call me cynical, but nevertheless, I seem to get along okay. What's your gullibility quotient? My friend Tanya has a GQ of 2. She believes almost nothing, which leaves her almost no imagination or sense of humor. Warren, who I told you about, has a GQ of 89. He embraces so many rumors, even contradictory ones, that he can't read a menu without flying into a rage. The reason I bring this up is that we're all about to have our personal gullibility quotients challenged. More and more information will be counterfeit. We'll encounter ever more perfect misrepresentations of reality. Developing technologies are raising this four-dimensional lying to the point that we need to begin asking ourselves right now how we'll navigate this kaleidoscopic reality. Maybe you've seen the video showing the Attorney General dancing naked with hippies at Woodstock. Of course, you knew it was fake, and you muttered to yourself, what do they think of next? What's next is software which is now available that learns how to copy your unique voice and then speaks it as you type text. Considering the speed of high-tech fakery developments, it's easy to imagine a near future in which any message might be manipulative, to persuade us to buy, to provoke doubt, or to confirm our beliefs. That will cast a shadow on virtually all information. We won't be confident with any document or photo or audio or video that's presented to us. What happens to the rule of law, for example, when virtually all court evidence is challengeable? We'll increasingly lose faith in what we call objective truth and fixate instead on what we choose to believe. Well, I guess that's already happening. We'll have to rely more on our innate subjectivity, our physical feelings, our intuition. That's not so simple, since we too readily confuse our feelings with wishful thinking. Feeling our genuine feelings accurately is a sublime skill, but at least it's no stranger to us. We use it to make major life decisions, like whom to fall in love with, whether to live here or there, what job to take, and so on. If you've made decisions subjectively, you know it's not foolproof. But all that means is that it demands lifelong practice. Considering the dystopian world that's now emerging, we do well to begin perfecting this skill now. And by the way, don't bother looking up gullibility quotient. The word gullibility isn't even in the dictionary anymore. This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine healthcare only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System.